Hey beautiful people, it is another daily voice note today. Hope you're doing fine and it is a lovely Monday. And today we're back on our daily voice notes. If you haven't yet subscribed, you haven't yet left a review or liked or shared, please do, because these podcasts are really reaching a lot of people. And I do appreciate, you know, every single rating, every single like, anything that you do towards the podcast to help it, I appreciate it. Okay, anyways, I am literally going to be talking about difficult tasks. And the reason why I'm talking about it on a Monday is because today I was hit with something that was very difficult for me to do. For those who do not know me, the majority of you do not know me personally, but I've been the kind of person that when I find things very difficult, I push them on the side and I say I'll do them later. And by saying I'll do them later, they pile up, okay? Over time, I've learned my lesson. I've gone through all these repercussions and things and stuff like that, consequences and all that for doing difficult things. But anyway, if you're someone out there who really struggles with difficult tasks, this is your time right now to pick it up. It doesn't matter how difficult it is, you still have to go through it. Whether it's that difficult conversation, whether it's that difficult thing to look at, you know, or that difficult thing to do, today is the time for you to actually have it. If it's a difficult conversation that you want to have with your partner and you know it's going to be a very difficult conversation, maybe finances, maybe children, maybe your future, maybe even the ending of your relationship. If you find that conversation very difficult and you've been putting it off for a long time, let me tell you something. You're caging yourself into misery for a very long time, because difficult things cause a little bit of misery, or sometimes a very long time of misery. So if you're that person that you're actually having that thought in your mind and you're saying to yourself, it's high time that I actually had this difficult conversation, now is the time for you. You know, whether it's a difficult conversation in your job whereby you have to make an advancement, or you prefer to have a higher pay, or you want to leave the job and it's difficult for you, now is the time to actually look at it and ask yourself, why is this thing being difficult for me? Why am I struggling with it? What is it, you know, really on my mind? What do I think would be the consequence of this at the end of the day? You know, so sit down and look at it and say, okay, I'm having this difficult conversation maybe in this relationship because I'm scared that he might leave me, or I'm scared I'll not find anybody better. Or a difficult conversation in your finances whereby you're thinking, oh my God, looking at my debts will make me look at like someone who, you know, cannot manage anything, like someone who is very let at everything. But that's not the case, and that's not the actual truth. The lies you say to yourself become truths to you, and when they become truths to you, they become your reality. So you have to find a way to run away from that thing that is a reality to you, that is actually a lie that you have created in your own self. Because as human beings, we create our own worlds. We have our own little worlds. You have your own little world. I have my own little world where I control that world. I dictate how that world should run. And that's what you do with your own life. That's what you're doing with your personal life and the things that you're finding difficult and in anything that you're doing. So if you're here and you're finding, you know, that sort of way of trying, you know, to go on with this conversation or that difficult thing, do it, because at the end of the day, it's going to pile up. At the end of the day, it's still going to stay there. At the end of the day, it is still something that you have to do or you have to go through. You know, one thing that I've realized over time is that sometimes these difficult things, they sort of create a shame or a vulnerability to our own selves. And because of that, we run away from them. And because of that, we tend to think to ourselves, no, I'm not ready to face it. I'm not ready to go through it. But at some point, you're going to go through it. 1 month from now, 2 months from now, you know, you still go through it. You know, if you're someone that runs away from a lot of payments to do, at the end of the day, you still have to pay that payment. You know, running away from the conversation with your partner, at the end of the day, that conversation still has to happen. If you're uncomfortable in a job and you want to speak about something, at the end of the day, you still have to speak about it if you're going to be happy, if you're going to advance, if you're going to get better, if you're going to do anything. So today is just a reminder for you that whatever thing that you're finding difficult to have, please try a way to have it. I've been reading the book called Difficult Conversations, and I would recommend you to get that book. It is such a beautiful book. It's well written and it's well structured. It will help you if you're someone who struggles with difficult conversations and you want to learn how to have, you know, difficult conversations in jobs, maybe a business, you know, maybe a project, and you have to have those conversations in order for you to advance. It's just so important. that you read that book, it will really help you in ways that you cannot imagine, because conversations that we have are the things that actually advance, you know, our relationships, advance our lives, start wars, end wars, you know, grow businesses, lose businesses. Every single conversation is a conversation. So if you're listening to this today on a Monday, this is a very short voice note. It's a reminder for you to get through it, sit down, sit with yourself and ask yourself, why am I struggling with this difficult conversation? Why am I struggling with saying this, doing this, or, you know, getting myself to come to terms to this? You know, sit down with yourself and understand it. Sometimes the answer won't come to you straight away. Sometimes you will even find yourself saying, I can't find the answer to this. How do people find this? But the truth is that in everything, you know the underlining truth. There is a little silent voice that is speaking to you what you have to do. But if you can't find it still, give it time. Give it time, ponder on it, think about it, and just find a way in which you find an answer to it. Because it's not just because it's difficult. There's also a reason as to why you're not actually tackling it, or you're not actually facing it. Because maybe there is a fear of whatever you're kind of, you know, fearing. Because we tend to fear things that haven't yet happened, you know, to us, not out of experience sometimes, but we internalize other people's experiences to become our own experiences. But we forget that we are individuals living our own lives, and other people's experiences should never be our experiences in a way. But anyways, I'm going to end this voice note here and encouraging you to have those conversations, you know, to sit down, to, you know, meditate on it, think about it, and then go ahead and have that conversation. It doesn't matter how hard it is. It still has to be done. Okay. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this voice note. My name remains Lucy. You know, do not forget to please leave a review, share, you know, engage in this, because it really helps the podcast. And thank you so much for all, you know, your support, and for everyone who is listening. You guys are actually listening in. Why am I saying that? That's literally my sense of humor. Most of you guys are literally listening to these daily voice notes, which really encourages me. And you know, it also pushes some of you out there. You know, your private messages I send you on Instagram, I truly appreciate them. But apart from that, I'm going to wish you a lovely day, and I shall speak to you tomorrow. And be blessed, and remember to take it easy. Okay? Bye.